SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Monday. Are we going back to the traditional order? Because I know we had some fun with it on Friday.
No, so. We're
going
to go back to the traditional order.
Well, then that way, here is the good for
the
your
good
Monday morning.
Of the day. Tony, are you worried that once Eli retires, Eli Manning, that is, that'll be the last of the Mannings?
Yes, I believe that. Yes, I am worried that no Manning will be in my life
after
that.
Well, never fear.
Uh-oh,
because the
here
good
we go.
Of the day is Cooper's boy, Arch Manning.
Arch Manning, yes.
Arch Manning made his debut for the Newman Varsity High School football team and threw 3 touchdown passes.
Oh, is he 6? Like, how old is he?
He's 6'1". No, he is an 8th grader.
Okay.
So he will be a freshman in the fall, but he already made his debut. And you know what? Looking at the highlight video, he's got the touch of what Peyton had.
He's
got that touch.
I'm always impressed when I see a college freshman start for a major team, like Trevor Lawrence, for example, right? But when you're a freshman in high school and you're the starting quarterback, especially if you're a big program, that's amazing.
He was playing. It was a spring game.
But he's going to be a freshman next year.
He's going to be a freshman next year.
Right. So he's going to be the starting quarterback next year as a freshman.
Yeah.
That's always impressive to me.
And
that's more impressive than a freshman in college. Because at least, you know, when you're 18, you're kind of an adult. You're, you know, not as maybe as mature as a 22-year-old. But when you're a freshman, you're a kid.
Yes.
I mean, you are a kid.
He literally, but he's a 6'1", incoming freshman. Already has the touch of his Uncle Peyton. Here's a fun little story for you. A little Arch came to Archie for advice on playing quarterback. Archie told him, Arch, you better off asking Uncle Peyton and Eli, but you have to take control in the huddle and be a leader. Arch tells him, Pops, we don't huddle. We call plays at the line. Archie went, no help.
Oh, man. I can see Peyton doing that now, too.
But I can
now,
see.
If a coach calls a play you don't like, just get to the line of scrimmage exactly. And change it anything you want. You're a Manning. What is he going to do? He is not going to tell you can't make you change the play. He would be an idiot if he told you couldn't change. You're a Manning, for crying out loud. Get to the line. Call whatever you want.
Just pick a different city other than Omaha.
Yeah, just pick it. Yeah, don't say Omaha. That's my thing. I keep that. You pick another one. Do Lincoln, maybe, or maybe some other Nebraska town we never heard of. You can use that. But Omaha's mine. Eli, do you agree? And Eli's just sitting in the back going, shut up. I got other things to worry about right now.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how to play.
I'm still trying to figure out why they drafted Daniel Jones 6th. Right?
But I found it comforting.
Me too. That's awesome.
That there's going to be another Manning. You know, I mean, he's got to finish high school first, obviously. But, you know, he'll be probably a top recruit going into college because, I mean, he's a Manning.
Now, refresh my memory if you can. I might have to look it up. Cooper had a disc problem in his back.
Yeah. But Cooper,
is that why he couldn't play?
Yeah, Cooper was actually a really,
really good player.
Receiver.
Really good player and had a back problem, right?
Yeah.
Or a neck problem was one of those two. I got to look it up. I don't want to get it wrong, but it was some injury that basically the doctor said, you're done. You ain't playing football ever
hopefully
again.
Hopefully it's not a neck thing because that's, you know, that almost seems hereditary through the Manning households.
Yeah, right? It might have been a back thing. But they told him no more, right? They said you can't do that anymore.
You got to hang it up.
And so he went into like oil and gas and did really well, of course, because he's a Manning, for crying out loud.
Right.
Everything they touch turns into brilliance.
But it's got to be somewhat of a disappointment in dad's eyes, right? I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, you would have been great playing football, but look at my 2 younger boys.
Yeah.
Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, like there's that ESPN Sports Center ad where they're all walking through and
Cooper's
Eli.
Not
yeah. Is he?
No, he's not.
Right? I didn't know if he was part of the family entourage that does nothing, right? Eli and Peyton are picking on each other in the back like 2 little kids, and I didn't know if Cooper's in it doing nothing. I didn't recognize him, so
he's not in that commercial.
Yeah,
just mom and dad, and then the 2 Manning boys just being Manning boys.
It's like when they get together for family reunions and all the relatives are like, Cooper, could you just move a little over, like, out of the way?
Yeah, in fact, you know how bad
it is? Cousin Peyton and Eli in this photo.
Let's be real. We didn't learn about Cooper until like 2-3 years after Eli had been in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a third Manning? He's going to be
third Manning?
He's going to be fantastic in the NFL. Oh, right. He's older?
Yeah, he's older and can't play.
Bummer. Okay, well, dude, we don't care about him anymore. But now we might, because Cooper might have the next the next Manning prodigy to win the hearts of the NFL.
That had to have been tough, though, for Cooper not to be to get the diagnosis that he got play.
No athlete ever wants that.
Everybody's sad, because he was going to Ole Miss too. Because he was gonna play at Ole Miss, and then that prevented him from it. So good for Arch. We'll pay attention to Arch as he progresses through Newman High School.
Yep. Excellent. The bad of the day, I saw the story on Friday, and I was like, you know what? I got to save it because I need your opinion.
Okay.
Taco Bell is opening a taco-themed hotel and resort in Palm Springs, California. It'll be opening this summer.
Ooh, what are the features of that? Instead of a mint on your pillow, they leave you a chalupa?
I think so. Okay. Something along those lines. It says everything from guest rooms to breakfast and poolside cocktails will be infused with a Taco Bell twist.
Where they put the hot sauce and like the margaritas?
There will also be an on-site salon which will offer Taco Bell inspired nail art and hairstyle options.
Okay. This goes back to something I say a lot, which is just because something is kind of cool and niche-y doesn't mean you need overexposure. You don't have to put it on everything. This doesn't sound like a good idea. Just because I like eating Taco Bell at 12:30 at night because it's the only thing open in my town, it doesn't mean I want my nails done in Taco Bell or have a rum and Coke infused with mild sauce. Does that make any sense?
The only benefit of having a Taco Bell themed restaurant is that if you go harden the paint the night before, you know, Taco Bell the next day is always satisfying. Or even later on that night is always satisfying.
Exactly.
You know, but it does bring up the fact of, you know, plumbing issues. Got to make sure to have great plumbing.
Yeah, very true. without question. Without question.
But, you know, what it just feels like to me, I mean, we talked about Burger King last week coming up with a fantastic idea of delivering to cars that are stuck in traffic. It just feels like Taco Bell's like, well, okay, they took that idea. Why don't we make a hotel?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Why? No.
I mean, I know. Did they stop doing the Taco Bell After Dark thing where they were opening or Taco Bell cantinas? Did you hear about that?
No.
Taco Bell, I don't even know if any exist, but they were flirting with the idea of having Taco Bell cantinas, which would be a Taco Bell restaurant that served alcohol.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, you know what? Hey, a fast food joint that serves alcohol, brilliant.
That's not bad.
That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Especially since most of your people who are eating your food at night have consumed alcohol.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I would just say stick with the cantina idea. I don't know if you need a full-on resort spa.
No, I don't think you need that either. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day. I know you saw it. Because the entire world saw it, and I was worried you were going to talk about it, but I'm so glad you didn't.
Okay.
Brooks Koepka denying his girlfriend a kiss as he was walking out to start his final round.
Why did he do that?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's just his girlfriend, but, you know, they do look like they might be together for a while, and does he have any clue what ammo he just gave her?
Yeah, I know. And the other thing, too, listen, I'm not one to not criticize, but speculate on relationships. I usually don't do that. But this looks like a relationship where she's like, you love me, right? And he's like, why wouldn't I? Yeah, right. You sure? Right. You sure we're good? You know, we're fine. Okay, right. We're okay, right? No, I'm just playing golf. I'll be done in a couple hours.
Or he's looking lovingly into her eyes and he's saying sweet nothings to her and she's getting, you know, she's feeling all those butterflies. In reality, he's looking at the putter.
Right. Yeah.
You know, behind her and just saying, oh, you're
like
my baby.
Like he didn't even say Like, he didn't even say, like, oh, no.
He didn't do anything.
Nothing. She went to give him a kiss, and he's like, no.
Just a good luck peck. She wasn't, she wasn't like, hey, you know what? Let's just make out right here, you know, before you tee off.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he just had this persona like, no, I got to be focused.
No, I got to, I got to, you know.
The first thought with my mind was like, man, you just gave her ammo for the rest of her life.
No, yeah, you don't, no. Especially it's on TV, it's on video now. Oh, yeah. God.
Now, I know there's video of them kissing afterwards and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but, you know, too late.
But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, I mean, we know as married guys that you do your best. You know, a happy marriage is really just trying not to give her ammo that she can bring up 5 years from now, 10 years, 15, 20. This is something that if they were to get married, she can bring up in any argument ever. And
she can have it. She just runs it on a loop. She just runs what do they call those? The gifts where you go through.
The gifts that keep on giving.
Yeah. You just keep sending that to him of him denying the kiss. And by the way, kissing her after the round, guys, you don't buy your wife or girlfriend a gift after your anniversary. That's not how this works. You buy them afterwards. Or if you're going to buy them a gift after your anniversary, you tell them you have something, but it's on back order and it's coming. That's how you do it. But you don't go, oh, yeah, I meant to get this to you on the 21st, but I totally missed it. And here it is now. So you better be happy. She got dissed with the kiss. He then kissed her. Too late. Too late. You dissed her. That's all that cares. You can kiss her 100 times a day for the next 10 years, and she's still not going to forget the one time she went to kiss you before your final round, and you went, nah, I'm out.
Yeah, because that's not the gift that we're seeing.
No.
You know, we can see the video of you guys kissing. I'll find it, Danny. But the one we're going to focus on is the one where she went to you, and you just stoned her.
Absolutely. That's great. That's
the dumbest move ever.
Oh, way to go, Koepka. Congratulations on your Wanamaker trophy. Yep. Wait till the other trophy takes off.
Yep. Oh, that was worth it.
Jenna Sims is her name, by the way.
But he does seem like the kind of guy that, you know, might be staring off at his putter, might be staring off at his trophy. Like, he seems like the kind of guy who puts more weight into that than an actual relationship.
Yeah, very true.
That's, you know, because we were trying to say, is he the king that we... You know, is he the new king of golf? And, you made the argument that he's not the king that we want. And this could be another reason why.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, this, I mean, you have a beautiful woman standing next to you and all she wants is a kiss. And you're like, no, I want this trophy.
That's right. I'm going to go get that Wanamaker trophy now. All right. That's the good, the bad, the dumb for a Monday as we roll along on SB Nation AM.